Show now arriving on this service is the special excursion to Parsley Siding.
To Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, Douglas Blackwell, Michael Elwick, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. Once again, it's stock-taking time at Parsley Sidings. Time for the coal to be counted and the platforms to be measured. A responsible job calling for responsible men. Unfortunately for Station Master Heppelwhite, he has to make do with Porter Percy Valentine.
Flags, signaling for the use of two.
Two flags.
Weighing machine, out of order, one off.
One fat lady's nightmare.
Get Valentine. A little more decorum, if you don't mind. We are speaking of British Rail property.
Sorry, sir, but is the check really necessary? Well, we counted all this old tot last year.
It is a railway rule that an inventory of station stock is made every year. Are you worried I'll find something amiss?
Amiss, Mr. Appleboy?
Last year, I recall finding the door of your restroom absent from its posts. About the same time, your uncle went into the firewood business.
That's sheer coincidence, sir. I reckon my door was got at by mice.
Mice? What sort of a mouse would get at a whole door?
A dormouse. It's got it.
Let us continue. Fire buckets with sand, four off. I see that my son has been here. There's a sandcastle on one of them.
Oh, Bert really enjoys playing in sand.
So it appears. Sandcastles indeed. Where do you think he is? Bondi Beach?
Oh, it's at the end of the inventory, sir.
No, it is not. There is still the buffet.
The buffet? You don't want to inspect the buffet, Mr. Applewhite.
Why not?
Well, there's nothing in there.
Indeed. There should be 90 cheese sandwiches, 67 fairy cakes, and a jam roll. Let's go in. I see.
I suppose you're wondering why the shelves are empty, sir. Oh, I reckon it's those mice again. Cocky little devils, you know.
Yes, that'll do, Valentine. I should have realized something was wrong when I saw your mother pushing a snack bar along the high street.
Meals on wheels, Mr. Applewhite.
With our buffet. I thought I recognized those sandwiches.
Oh, please, sir. Would my mother sell food that old?
Now, don't deny it, Valentine. This time you've gone too far. I shall recommend you be reduced to the ranks.
Aye?
Potwistle Halt require an amenity attendant.
Oh, no. No, sir. Not Potwistle Halt. No, please. I know I did wrong, but I did it for charity, sir. For the poor.
The poor?
Me and my mum. My poor old grey-haired mother worried sick in case I should have... transferred to Potwistle Halt as an amenity attendant.
Well, you should have thought of that before.
Oh, please, sir. Give me another chance, sir.
Get off your knees. Those trousers belong to British Rail.
Oh. I'll turn over a new leaf, sir. I'll be honest and sober and hard working, sir.
There's no need to enter the realms of fantasy, Valentine. Very well, I shall give you one more chance.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
The sandwiches will, of course, be deducted from your wages.
Well, thank you, sir.
I'm only glad that Miss Simpkins and Burton were not present to witness that unsavory scene.
Hello, Bert.
Hello, Gloria.
What are you doing?
I'm looking after the left luggage office.
Oh, I didn't know we had any left luggage.
We haven't. Dad put me here to keep me out of the way. Just because I tried to be helpful this morning.
Oh?
Well, I helped an old lady onto a train.
What went wrong?
She was trying to get off.
Poor Bert. How long have you got to stay here?
All day.
It's so boring. No one ever leaves me any luggage.
Oh, I've got a parcel you can have.
What is it?
My mum's s'mores. I send them to Biggleswick Laundry, and the guard drops them in for me.
Ah.
Here you are.
Hey, they feel very stiff. Aren't they a bit uncomfortable?
Oh, they're not stiff. They're in a cardboard box.
Ah. Well, this lot will be safe with me. I'll put it on the shelf here.
Oh, thank you, Bert. I'm glad my mum's things are in safe hands.
You can rely on me, Gloria. They used to put me in charge of the equipment in the Wolf Cubs.
Oh, and you never lost anything?
Well, only a couple of tents.
How many tents were you looking after?
Two.
Well, don't you go losing my mum's s'mores. Some of that stuff isn't made anymore.
Don't worry, Gloria. I'll give my whole attention.
Ha. Oh, did you hear about the robbery last night at Lord Walpole's?
No.
Mrs. Biggs at the post office was telling me. It seems a genuine antique was stolen.
An antique what?
I don't know, but it's very old.
Ah. Lucky it wasn't something new.
Ah, Heavenwaite, Miss Simpkins. Good morning.
Oh, Brigadier Proudfoot.
Good morning, sir.
We were just talking about the robbery last night at Lord Walpole's.
Terrible business.
What can we do for you, Brigadier?
I'm doing a presentation this afternoon at Pipkin cum Chidwick. The Reverend Spoons is retiring from the incumbency there.
Oh, that'll be nice.
A few of us clubbed together and got him a little something. I'd like you to look after it for me. My train doesn't go till 12:22.
What have you got him?
Top secret. Can't reveal it. I want it to be a real surprise for old Spoons. Here it is.
Thank you.
Although it's in a cardboard box, it's fragile, so don't drop it. Good day.
Bye-bye,
nice
Brigadier.
Talking to you.
Here, better put the Brigadier's parcel well away from mine. They look so alike. It wouldn't do for the Brigadier to present my mum's s'mores to the Reverend Spoons.
Don't worry. I'll take care of everything. I can do a good job now I've got some left luggage.
I'm going down the platform to see Mr. Heppelwhite and Percy.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they've heard any more about the robbery.
Yeah.
Ticket barrier, 1-0.
One ticket barrier.
One pair of clippers?
One pair of clippers.
Oh. A small problem.
One small problem.
The handle appears to have been... What did you say?
One small... Oh, what's that?
What's next in your inventory?
Let
me see that. What's this? A newspaper?
Well, it was just some...
You mean to say you've been reading a newspaper inside the inventory?
I always take a newspaper in there, sir.
You know what I mean, Valentine.
Well, it was just this bit, sir, about the Birmingham betting shop bomber, Mr. Applewhite.
What?
Well, look, he's blown up 3 betting shops in the last 2 months.
Indeed.
Yeah, they're offering 7-1 on him striking again. Well, I thought you ought to know.
How does that affect me?
Well, at those odds, you might fancy 10p each way.
Hello, Mr. Heppelwhite. Hello, Percy.
Oh, hello, Gloria.
Any more news about last night's robbery?
Well, Constable Jones thinks it's the work of armed and dangerous criminals who may still be in the area.
No. What's he going to do?
He's gone on a fortnight's holiday.
The whole thing is most unsettling. There seem to be villains everywhere.
Oi.
I beg your pardon?
When's the next train to the airport?
Which airport?
Any airport.
Well, we'd have to catch the 1:15 to Euston and then change.
Nothing till 1:15? Cool. Yeah. You've got a place I can leave this parcel till the train goes.
You'll find our left luggage office just along the platform.
Right.
Here. He's carrying that parcel in a very shifty manner.
Yeah. I reckon he looks like this identikit picture of the Birmingham betting shop bomber.
Ooh.
Good Lord. So he does.
Yeah. Listen to this. The bomber was last seen wearing tartan trousers.
That man's wearing tartan trousers.
And carrying a parcel.
Mr. Heppelwhite, you don't think that...
Yes, I do. This station serves Birmingham, doesn't it? Take cover, Miss Simpkins. Valentine, come with me.
Couldn't I take cover as well?
No time to lose. Hurry.
Three brown parcels sitting on the shelf. Three brown parcels, I put them there myself. And if one brown parcel...
That right, sir. Did a shifty-looking man leave a parcel in here just now?
Yes, and one brown parcel...
Which one is it?
Oh, the one in the brown paper.
That all in brown paper.
Oh, so they are. Yeah. Eeny, meeny, miny.
No, no time for that sort of thing.
It's that one there, Meanie.
Don't touch it.
Why?
Give it to me.
Oh, it's ticking.
Just as I thought. Here, Valentine, you hold it.
I don't want it.
Good man.
Why is the parcel ticking, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Because it had a bomb inside it.
Oh, I see.
A bomb?
Keep calm. Keep calm, Burton.
I don't want to look after the left luggage anymore, thank you.
Give me some water, quickly.
A glass or a cup?
A bucket, quickly.
No!
There's a bucket under the counter, but where can I get some water?
If you were holding this parcel, you wouldn't ask that question. Hurry up!
I've just remembered. There's a bucket of water outside.
Mr. Everwhite! It stopped ticking. It's gonna go off!
Give it to me and take cover, Valentine. I'll deal with this.
Here's the water, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Good. Right. Now get down, everyone.
Right.
While I plunge this bomb in the water.
That was a funny bomb, wasn't it?
There may have been an error here.
Is the bomb disposed of, Mr. Heppelwhite?
It was a false alarm, Miss Simpkins.
Oh. Looked more like a cuckoo clock to me.
A cuckoo clock? No wonder the man looks shifty. That must be the rare antique from Lord Walpole's place.
Ah, you mean the loot from the burglary?
Yes.
Well, why would he want to steal a cuckoo clock?
It's an antique. I expect there aren't many around.
There's one less now.
What do I do when the man comes back for his parcel?
Leave that to me. I shall place him under arrest.
What? Arrest him?
With Constable Jones away, a citizen's arrest is the only answer. By the time Constable Bryce cycles over from Pottersville, the villain will have made his escape.
Well, couldn't we just give him another parcel? He won't know the difference. Look, they all look the same.
Out of the question. Those parcels have been given to us in trust.
Oh, Heppelwhite, I'd be much obliged if... Good Lord. What's that parcel doing in the bucket?
Well, someone's sending watercress by rail. We're keeping it fresh.
All part of our service, Brigadier.
Well, I'll pick up my parcel. My train's due now.
Here you are, sir.
12:22. Dead on time. That's what I like to see, punctuality. Well done, well done.
Rather fortunate the 12:22 should choose today to be on time.
Actually, it's 11:45, running late.
Oh, is it? Well, never mind. It'll get him to Pipkin just the same.
I wonder when that burglar will come for his parcel.
Just in time for the 1:15, I imagine.
Can I go 6, sir?
Why choose now to be a coward, Valentine?
It's as good a time as any.
How will you go about arresting him, Mr. Heppelwhite?
I shall be calm, but firm, Miss Simpkins. These people recognize authority when they meet it.
I wonder what Lord Walpole will say when he finds out you've drowned his clock.
Oh, he'll understand. The aristocracy are quick to perceive essentials.
Suppose he turns violent?
Lord Walpole isn't given to bursts of temper.
No, Mr. Heppelwhite, the burglar.
Then we shall all have to rise to the occasion, shan't we? Remember Dunkirk?
Yeah, but they had boats.
Any sign of the crook yet?
No. Gloria and Dad are watching out for him now.
I wish I'd never joined the railways. I should have gone in for something safe, like wrestling alligators. Pass me those pliers.
What are you doing?
Well, while we're waiting, your dad wants me to try and mend that rotten cuckoo clock.
You'll have a job. The cuckoo's gone all soggy.
Well, you'd go all soggy if someone wrapped you in brown paper and shoved you in a bucket of water, wouldn't you? In fact, looking at you, I often wonder if I did.
Poor little cuckoo. What are you going to do? Give it the kiss of life?
Then I'll put a splint on his parson's nose. Now, wait a minute. How am I expected to do delicate work like this? Well, my hands are shaking.
You're worried about that crook, aren't you?
You bet your sweet life I am. I reckon your dad's crazy, him and his citizen's arrest. Leave well alone, I say. I wouldn't tackle an armed villain. It's against my religion.
What religion's that, Percy?
I'm a devout coward.
I thought you did jiu-jitsu at evening classes.
I did for a while, but I gave it up.
You used to say you enjoyed it.
Oh, I did at first, but things went wrong.
What happened?
One night my wig fell off and they threw me out of the woman's section.
He's on his way.
Come out of that cupboard, Valentine.
I'm sorry, Mr. Applewhite. I thought you might like me to surprise him.
Now, let us recap on our plan of action. Make sure that we know our parts.
Right. We all stand round looking normal.
Except Bert, who stays as he is.
Hey.
Then when the burglar walks in...
I arrest him.
I hope the burglar knows his part.
Here he is.
What?
Hello. What's this, a reception committee?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've come for my parcel.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
I hope you don't mind, but I'm arresting you for last night's burglary at Lord Waffles. Anything you say will be taken down...
Cool, the fuzz!
Take a note of that, Miss Simpkins.
Cool, the fuzz.
All right. Stand back, the lot of you.
Oh!
Hey!
Got the gun!
You villain. Valentine! Overpower him.
What?
I'll take him from the side.
Keep away!
I couldn't attack him, sir. It's against my principles.
All right. Give me the parcel.
We can't. It's forbidden.
Yes, we can. Here it is.
Valentine!
There! That's the
answer. Yes, the only answer, Mr. Applewhite.
Right. Anyone who follows me gets this.
Oh, I've never had a gun before.
And just to make sure you don't tell anyone, I'm ripping out your telephone wire.
Cool. For a minute, I thought you was going to have a shot at me shirt.
Quick, after him.
You're joking. No, it's too late anyway. Look, he's on the train and it's moving off.
How dare you give him that parcel, Valentine?
Sorry, Mr. Applewhite, but I'm too young to die.
But what about my mum? Those smalls cost money.
What?
That parcel was Gloria's laundry. It had to be, yeah. It was the only one left.
Good Lord.
Ah, oh, well, he's happy. He thinks it's the loot from the robbery.
He won't be so happy in a minute. We must get a message down the line and have the train intercepted.
But he ripped out the telephone wires.
Then we shall call on Bradshaw in the signal box.
Bradshaw?
He can pass a message down the line using his lights. These old signalmen are dab hands at the Morse code. Go along, Burton. Right. We'll get the scoundrel yet.
Yeah.
Bradshaw, this is urgent.
Oh, yeah. Master Orange, hey, Master Bertrand. Welcome to my signal box.
Bradshaw, we want to make use of your signal lights. You have Morse qualifications, haven't you?
Oh, something shocking, sir, yes. Especially in the cold weather. Oh, it gets me here and here.
Mr. Bradshaw, there's a message to pass.
Worst of all there.
Yeah, Bradshaw. Bradshaw, just listen for once, will you?
Lord Warple's house was robbed last night and the crooks got away on the train.
We want you to send a message down the line with your signal lights using Morse code.
You want me to send a message?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say so, Dee? I'll just get me flicker ready. There we are now. What's the message?
There is a crook.
There is a crook.
Crook!
With an R.
Oh, there is a cooker.
C-R-O-O-K.
That's crook. But I... You mean a villain, sir?
Yes.
All right. Bradshaw's to the rescue. There is a crook.
On the 115.
On the 115.
Carrying a parcel of washing.
What's that? My ears must be going funny. I thought you said he was carrying washing.
He is.
You mean he's stolen Lord Warple's washing? It'll never fit him.
No, it's Gloria's mother's washing.
That'll never fit him either.
We switched parcels. He thinks he's got the swag.
That's very clever, sir. You could say... the washing is now... on the line.
The message, Bradshaw, the message.
You're right, I've got it here now. Right, stop the train. Open this. Finds you. It leaves me. G. Bradshaw, mister. There we are.
Good man. Burton.
Yes?
Stay here and wait for a reply. I must get back to my office.
Right, sir.
The train should just be arriving at Biggleswick. Let's hope the message has worked.
Well, we certainly had a go, didn't we? I hope the authorities appreciate it.
Yeah, where do we apply for the financial award?
At moments like this, one doesn't think of money.
Why?
We could get a medal, though, couldn't we? Some gold cross.
You might even get the King's Cross.
You seem to have regained your confidence, Valentine, unfortunately.
Well, I'd like to see that cook's face when he opens that parcel and finds Gloria's mum Smalls.
I hope the local paper doesn't want a picture of them. She'd be ever so embarrassed.
Let your mother be proud that her washing has played a major role in the fight against crime.
Mr. Heatherwhite, they've just sent a signal up the line. Thanks to our message, the police at Biggleswick have arrested the burglar.
Oh, splendid.
They caught him red-handed with the loot from Lord Warple's place.
With the loot? Are you sure?
Yes. Lord Warple has identified it. A rare Ming Dynasty vase.
A vase? What about a cuckoo clock?
Well, let's think. If the vase was the loot from the robbery, the clock must have been left by Brigadier Proudfoot. Oh, dear.
Just a minute. If the burglar's parcel contained a rare vase, and the one we plunged into the bucket was a cuckoo clock, what is the Brigadier going to present to the Reverend Spoons?
My mum, Smalls!
No time to lose, Mr. Pipkin. We must get to Pipkin come Chidwick and stop the ceremony before they open that parcel. Here we are, the Chidwick Memorial Hall.
I wonder if we're in time.
We'll ask that doorman. I say!
Tickets, please.
No, we haven't got any tickets.
You can't come in without tickets.
Oh, but we've got
these public occasions are very private affairs, you know. We can't have just anybody coming in. They're going to do a presentation in there.
Ah, they haven't done it yet.
Then there's still time for us to stop it.
Demonstrators, eh? Student agitators. One step nearer and I'll call the police.
Oh.
But you don't... I know your thought. Long-haired layabouts.
Are you referring to me?
All right, then. Skinhead!
Oh, we must get in. Something terrible will happen if they open that parcel.
It's full of ladies' undergarments.
It's the wrong parcel.
You mean it's been sabotaged? Well, don't stand here arguing. You better get in and let's stop it.
It's this way.
Come along, Mr. Jones. We've got to stop that parcel from changing hands, or we'll be the laughing stock of Chibik. Let's hope the Brigadier hasn't yet started his speech.
And I must say, Reverend, it is with regret, tinged with gratitude, that we make this presentation to you.
Ah,
yes. The little surprise we have for you in this parcel is, I know, something you've been thinking about for many years.
Ah. Yes.
We hope that you will look at the contents every day and think of your grateful parishioners in Pipkin cum Chidwick. Reverend Spoons.
Yes?
From all your many friends who have each contributed something, please accept this parcel.
Oh, yes.
And may this gift give you many happy years of enjoyment.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. You can open it now.
Yes, of course. Hope it's something that Mrs. What's her name? The Spoons will be able to share in as well. And here we are. Oh, Nickers.
Don't open that box! Too late, Heatherwhite. Someone's made a bloomer.
What happened then?
Mr. Heatherwhite thought there'd be a riot, so he rushed me out of the hall and sent me back here.
Yeah, old Spoons can really let rip, you know, when he's riled. Of course, being educated helps. He can swear in 18 languages.
Ooh. Do you think Dazzle'll be all right?
Yeah, I expect they'll tear him limb from limb.
I hope Houston doesn't find out.
Oh, he's sure to. It'll be in all the papers. Vicar presented with ladies' underwear. Due to a slip. And station master suspended. Yeah, he'll have to hand in his whistle.
Everything's all right.
What? Is it really?
It appears that the Reverend Spoons has a big reputation as a practical joker.
Yeah, I've heard about that. He puts squeaky cushions on all the pews.
An odd character all round, apparently. He took the laundry as a practical joke on himself and was vastly amused.
But what about Brigadier Proudfoot?
When everyone told him how clever he'd been to think up such a good joke, he calmed down. Of course, we had to replace the cuckoo clock at a cost of £15.
Of course.
Yeah. Yes, but fortunately, Lord Walton has promised a reward of £15 for recovering his Ming vase, so we shan't be out of pocket.
But after all our bravery and courage, we shan't get anything out of it.
Oh, indeed we shall, Valentine. The knowledge that once again we have done our best for Parsley Siding.
Assisting the passage of British Rail from Parsley Sidings were Arthur Lowe as Horace Heppelwhite, Kenneth Connor as Percy, Bradshaw and the Reverend Spoons, Liz Fraser as Gloria, Ian Lavender as Bert, Douglas Blackwell as Brigadier Proudfoot and the Doorman, and Michael Elwick as the Crook. The program was written by Jim Eldridge and produced by Edward Taylor. Thank you.